Let's Talk Sport with Brent Costello from Win TV. Hello.
Hi, Darren. How you going?
Oh, I'm going very well. So we'll get straight into it with the footy. And the Demons, by themselves, top of the ladder. Hey?
Who thunk it? It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're going beautifully, aren't they? And obviously tested yesterday for a little while against North Melbourne. But, good teams find ways to win. And it might have been their best win of the season, but they still got it done against a team that traditionally plays well at Blundstone Arena as well. So they'll be pretty happy with that, I reckon, the D's. And as you say, sitting very nicely now on their own top of the table, 7 wins from 7 games. Good to see.
Indeed. Other games in the weekend, the Geelong-Sydney game and the Carlton-Essendon game, I thought both pretty good games.
Yeah, a bit of controversy towards the end of the Sydney-Geelong game, wasn't there? With a few different incidents there that no doubt will be on all the Monday night footy shows tonight being dissected. But yeah, great win by Sydney. Obviously Geelong were leading that game for a large chunk of it, but Sydney found a way to win in the end and continuing their good season. And yeah, shootout at the MCG yesterday. I think it was the highest scoring game of the year so far, 107-123. So yeah, really, really exciting game. And Carlton slowly starting to get themselves back on track. That's their third win of the season, and things are slowly turning around for them. I thought Essendon might have won that one yesterday, Darren. They've been in some pretty good form, the Bombers, after that Anzac Day win against Collingwood the week before, but it wasn't to be.
Tell you what, that Sam Walsh can play, can't he?
Yeah, he's a freak. Absolutely. He's been good from day one, hasn't he? And only getting better, so a really nice pick-up by the Blues, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's go to TSL. What's happening there?
Yeah, we had three games over the weekend. We saw North Hobart get its first win of the season against Lauderdale. Lauderdale on a welter hurt at the moment. The Demons getting it done by 3 goals in the end away from home too, so a really good win. We saw Clarence get the job done over the Tigers. The Tigers had been in some pretty good form heading into that game, but Clarence were too good in the end. And Launceston, I don't know if we should just give them the cup now, Darren. They've knocked off a Glenorchy, a very, very big win, 193-45, if you don't mind. So they are absolutely flying, Launceston, and going to be very hard to beat the flag, I reckon.
Yeah. The Tassie Devils girls playing in the, is it the NAB Cup? Yeah, right?
That's NAB League, yeah.
NAB League. So, yeah. 1 point.
Yeah, really disappointing, but you've got to look at the positives too, because last year, they only had 2 games last year due to the COVID-disrupted season, but only managed 1 goal from their 2 games last year. And suddenly they found themselves in a final on the weekend, 6 wins from their 8 games this year. They played the Rebels they played yesterday, Greater Victoria. They played them last week and won away from home. And yesterday we had the home final at Windsor Park in Launceston, and unfortunately went down by a point. So that's the end of their season, unfortunately. And yeah, real shame because they're in some really good form. So unfortunately, they've had a little hiccup yesterday on the biggest stage of all, but there's no denying that they've had a really, really successful campaign in 2021.
Yeah, well done to the girls. A-League, what's going on there?
Yeah, we had a few games over the weekend, of course. Yesterday's game, we saw a 1-1 draw with Melbourne Victory and the Central Coast Mariners on Saturday. Western Sydney Wanderers, 3-2 winners over Sydney FC in the derby. And if you haven't seen the vision of after game when the Western Sydney Wanderers players head over the crowd for a sing-along or a chant, it's really good vision. Get around that today if you haven't seen it already. A couple of games to finish round 19 on Wednesday, actually. Brisbane Roar and Western United and Perth Glory and Melbourne City.
Okay. Lacoselgic Cup on the weekend. Devonport Strikers back on the winner's sheet. So they went down and beat South Hobart 2-1 on Saturday.
Yeah, great result for the Strikers. We said on Friday that they've been under the pump at the start of the season, but this might be the win that gets them back on track. Obviously, they're progressing now through to the semi-finals of the Lacoselgic Cup, which is huge because obviously we know that the FFA Cup prize is there as well for the winner of that tournament. But this might be the kickstart they need too for their NPL campaign. So yeah, really, really tough, good win away from home against a quality side.
Yeah, well done, Strikers. Let's go to basketball. NBL, now the New Zealand Breakers, they're playing Illawarra tonight at the Silver Dome in Lonning.
They are, their last game in Tasmania. So 6 out of 6 games. Illawarra Hawks, they're playing against, and another good win by the Breakers at the Silver Dome the other night against Perth. So it's been pretty good for them there. I think that'll be 3 wins out of 5 games.
Yeah, I reckon so.
Far. So Maybe they don't want to stay here instead of going home. Who knows? maybe not. But Illawarra in fifth place at the moment. They're just outside the top four by a couple of games. So it'll be a tough test for them tonight. But, gee, if they can knock over Illawarra and make it 4 out of 6, they'll be pretty happy with their Tasmanian venture, I reckon.
Yeah. NBL 1. So Thunder, away from home, went to Victoria in the weekend. They played, I think, Frankston and Sandringham and beat them both.
Yeah, good result, wasn't it? Mm. That's 3 wins from 4 games for the Thunder, so their season well and truly on track. And you got to remember that that game they lost went to overtime as well. So really, really positive start to the season for Nick Haywood and his boys, that's for sure.
Yep, I think the Tornadoes got 1 from 2. How did the Chargers go? Did they win?
Yeah, I think they might have split. Well, the girls didn't win a game, so they're still winless for the season. I think the boys might have split their road trip 1 and 1 from memory. So, yeah, it's definitely... the Thunder that are going beautifully out of the Tassie teams at the moment. I think the Torns might have lost one as well.
Torns got 1 from 2, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's certainly, the two Northern teams leading the way this year so far.
Here's a good news story. Aussie Jack Miller winning the Spanish MotoGP overnight. So that's only his second win. He's been going at it a while, but on his Ducati. So well done, Jack Miller. Great story.
Yeah, it is. I think first win in 5 years, so it's been a long time between drinks for him, and as you say, he's stuck at it for a really long time now, so yeah, really nice reward for some hard work for Jack Miller.
Yeah, very good. All right, mate, thanks for that, and we'll catch you on WinTV tonight from 6.
Thanks, Darren.